I just wanna rock. Body of the eye. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Noon hour here on a Tuesday. I'm going to drop eventually.
Yeah.
I think. Know. That's how
you sound. Make you feel like a jit.
MC, make another hit.
Whoa!
This ain't what you want.
Project.
This ain't what you want.
Come on.
Come on.
This ain't what you want.
All right. A couple minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll get back into a Falcons draft angle that you haven't heard and will blow your mind 20 minutes from right now. The most creative Falcons draft conversation and insightful Falcons draft opinions, courtesy of Randy McMichael, 20 minutes from right now. You're not going to believe nobody's thought of this yet.
I can't.
We'll get there.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe you told me that during the break. I was like, dang, nobody thought of that?
No.
What a genius. Well, so we'll get to that genius draft opinion from Randy in 20 minutes from right now.
This is what I do.
And then we'll get to the back page with Bo at 1240 as well.
We did off the cuff. Shout out to our guy, Joe Patrick. Smoking Joe was on Off the Cuff with us today. I had a really good time. Great conversation. And I was just thinking, because we were talking about, you know, my wife, you know, she wants to do stuff. And so she was talking about getting season passes to the Stripers. And I was like, hell no. Yeah, no, I'm not going to go there. But the funniest thing about the whole conversation, Buck, was because her coworkers, they live in that those condos that are right by the stadium.
Oh, okay.
Like, and they're young girls cool. And everything. She's like, oh, yeah, they say it's so much fun there. She said, they have this thing. I think we should go sometime. I was like, what? They have this thing called Thirsty Thursdays. They got $2 beers. And I just turned around and looked at her. I said, how long we been married? I said, how long you been knowing me? Yeah. What the hell makes you think that Randy McMichael, this guy right here, want to go to something called Thirsty Thursdays? I am too old to be at something called Thirsty Thursdays and ain't no shaking. All right? Okay? All right?
But like, but you know what it is.
But it, dude.
It's cheap beer.
I drink Bush.
I know.
Okay?
I know. $2 is an upcharge.
You know what I'm saying? That's
an
upcharge for me.
Yeah, I know. You're
you
know getting taxed.
I was like, $2. I just, like, $2 drinks. And again, do with you. I'm talking about me personally. Like, half off well drinks? Too damn grown for that, man. there's certain things that I've grown out of. And when she said, Thirsty Thursday.
On the surface, I get where she's coming from. Like, hey, it's an event centered around people wanting to drink a lot of beer.
Get that.
That seems like something that but then $2 is not a deal compared to what you're used to. Plus, also, like, you don't really need a deal on beer because you kind of got it. So
but
you're
then
good.
I got it. Like,
and then you have to go in public.
Yes.
And so, yeah. So,
but
yeah.
Thirsty Thursday just seemed like a lot of.
Once you start talking it out, I understand.
Yeah, see, Thirsty Thursday seemed like a lot of young jits.
Yeah.
Okay. Drinking Amaretto Sours.
No, it's beers.
And stuff like that. $2 beers. Drinking, what's the one called?
I don't know what is $2 because a lot of times it's like specific beers.
What's the one?
You got PBRs.
Them things.
There's probably some different lights.
Bonnet Red.
You might
Isn't
be.
What's Bonnet Red?
You might be a Busch Light. You might have a Busch Light for $2.
But a Busch is more manly, though.
So if you get a 30-pack of Busch at a store, how much does that cost?
$21.
Okay, so that's less than $1 a beer.
But it's just funny. So, Thirsty Thursdays. I'm like, I just feel like I am too grown and advanced in life to be at some place called Thirsty Thursday and ain't no shaking. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
So what if they add to it? Like, what if somebody
–
so it's the Stripers and the Strippers,
like my wife,
and
my,
they make
my
somebody
wife,
shake.
My wife likes to go to shakes with me, so, okay. I mean, there we go.
So you make it a twofer. There's got to be a spot on the way to or from.
I don't think they got no shakes in Briefer, though.
Nowhere near there?
They got shakes in Buford?
I mean, you can't go too far. You can't throw a rock without hitting a strip club.
Everybody
around here
somewhere. Has
shakes, bro. They got shakes in Buford?
Yeah.
What kind of shakes, Bo? The kind I like or the ones that fondle with the hair?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. You know that dance right there?
Oh, Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that dance right there.
For like an 80s music video kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
But I respect her effort. Like, if you're going to get you to do anything, like, that seems like a good entry point.
That's what I'm saying. I do stuff. But, like, I'd rather pay full price than go to somebody called Thirsty Thursday.
So it's more about the branding. Like, you don't like the name?
Andy, if your wife came to you and said, hey, babe, let's go to Thirsty Thursdays.
I'd be like, yeah, hell
but
yeah.
But my automatic assumption is 18 and up.
Or 21
and up. 21
and up.
21 and up.
But I mean, there'll be other baseball fans there.
But I don't think that's what I'm saying.
I associate Thirsty Thursdays with drinking cheap beer at minor league baseball.
In
games.
College.
In college.
I'm saying.
Yeah, we used to go to Tacoma Rainiers games because it was $1 for beers back then.
Yeah, but
the problem is Tacoma's really far from the University of Washington.
Right.
So you drink like 13 $1 beers, and then somebody's got to drive you back to campus. And nobody really thought about that. And then it's the seventh inning, and they stop selling beer, and it's like, how are we getting home?
Right.
I guess we're hanging out in Tacoma for the night. What's Tacoma got to offer?
What does Tacoma have to offer?
You name it. That's a lot. A lot of stuff.
About like Buford and the Shakes.
Not like Buford, yeah. Like
Buford. And I like going to Buford. Buford got some nice stuff. It's real cool over there by the park and everything. But, yeah, Thirsty Thursdays and me being like.
What would they need to call it?
I don't know.
Just discount beer day?
No, just say, I don't know, Andy, just thirsty. The thirsty part got me. Because when I think thirsty, I think freaky.
Right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Need nudity. Stuff like that. Not.
Fair enough, man. All right. Another, I think there's probably going to be some Randy's with you, but it's another one of those ones where it's like, all right.
I'm getting out more. Y'all know that, though. Everybody knows that. I'm getting out more. More people see me out and about. I'm getting out more than I've ever in life since I've been here. I've been getting out more, man. You know, just that thirsty.
All I'm saying is I understand, like, her mind was in the right spot.
It was.
Like, I was trying to get him to do some stuff.
Bless her heart.
It's a cheap beer-centric event. Like, it seems like something he might be wanting to do, but you dig into it, it's a big no.
Like, they had, like, a Wagon Wednesday or something. Yeah, you know. Yeah, definitely putting it, Wagon Wednesdays or something like that. Yeah.
It's a free marketing opportunity, Stripers.
Yeah, no.
Marketing opportunity.
Wagon Wednesdays.
Or Thick Thursday. It was Thick Thursday.
Thick Thursday, Thick in Buford.
They can travel. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Thick and Buford. They can travel. Thick.
NFL no huddle every day. Kick off the noon hour. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Nobody knew Matt Ryan was going to retire yesterday, right? Like, obviously, knew up there. And I guess enough media knew to show up for the press conference.
I just don't.
But, like, I didn't know that was happening yesterday.
I'm not surprised. Because you think a lot of times now when these guys are retired, it seems like it's all the way down the road. You know, come back, sign the one-day contract and all those different things. But, yeah, I think it was one of those things where we know why he was not going to announce his retirement last year.
Yeah, it was about $12 million.
Yeah, exactly. He was like a
worth the reasons not to retire last year.
So, once, all that stuff is taken care of and everything, and I'm sure it was a no-brainer. I'm pretty sure when we talk about mending fences, I don't think it's probably as rough as it with some other star players in their organizations, to come back and do all those things.
There was probably some mending, though.
But I'm assuming.
Probably a little bit of mending.
I'm pretty sure that.
It's helpful that Matt's like a really mature grown-up.
And he is. And I think, it probably something went down on the yacht. You know, him and Mr. Blank met up, and I'm sure that they had conversations and everything about it, about him coming back. But, yeah, Matt Ryan was always going to be a Falcon. Matt Ryan was going to do this eventually because of what you just said. He's a grown-up, all those different things. Business is business. And, you hear me always talk about the business of football.
Yep.
In the business of football. But sometimes, like you said, even people who were not big Matt Ryan fans are like, damn, dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like sometimes, it could sting a little bit. But I'm sure him coming back and visiting and doing games, I'm sure he sat down and talked with, with Mr. Blank. Because he's the only one that got talked to.
Yeah.
Terry or nobody like that. You talked to Arthur
Blank. That was an Arthur Blank.
Yes.
Creation.
Yes.
However you want to put it.
Yes.
That was a whole, that situation. Now he's in a new business where he is a broadcaster and he is very good at it. And to me, he'll be basically, as successful as he wants to be,
like he's
going to be one of the best color analysts in the NFL for a long, long time.
I think so.
Did a Falcons game last year, and he talked about how weird that was.
Indy was strange. I remember when you're playing, you don't see it as much. So I didn't see them play all that much, but I remember being I forget where we were in the preseason. They were playing the night before, and they were on. And I remember sitting in the team meal room and being like, wow, this is
weird.
That part, that was weird. It was strange. But commentating, I think was, I thought it was a really cool experience. I think it's difficult, because there's obviously, personal relationships that are there. But I really enjoyed it.
I don't think anybody's going to be like how Michael Jordan did Charles Barkley. You know, with, you remember how Mike, basically Charles said the Mike's worst, you know, his team, general manager,
yeah.
how awful Mike took it personal and everything like that. Mm-hmm. You don't see a lot of just personal shots like that, you know, when you look at former players, whether they were cut or whatever, going bad at their teams and that. Nobody wants to be that guy, you know, and it's not even about being honest or saying, you know, it's just about a courtesy mm-hmm. that you call in the game and trying not to be. But I know it had to be hard to call a Falcons game. I know it had to be. Because probably he went the same route he came from his home to come to the game, to call the game and all those different things. So, yeah, I bet it was something where he –
Well, he was in the booth for the Week 18 game, right, mm-hmm. when they got curb stomped by mm-hmm. the Saints, mm-hmm. like to end the season and the tenure of the coach.
Mm-hmm. And like, I'm sure he was.
That had to, of course, he's not a petty person. But there had know. To be a ton. Yeah, even the least know. Petty.
Even the least petty can
has
be petty.
Like, well, yeah, guess shouldn't have traded. Guess shouldn't have.
Good, damn it.
He shouldn't have done
guy,
all that.
Oh, this guy, yeah, I wanted, huh?
They got Ritter now, huh?
Okay, Arthur.
Okay.
yeah. All right, Arthur.
And when he says that, who's he talking to?
Huh?
Which one?
Exactly.
yeah, cool.
Which one is he talking to? Because I know, and I don't. I'm pretty sure it's safe to say that the Arthur Smith did want him to go.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No,
Arthur Smith.
I don't
didn't
think
have
so.
Nothing to do with that.
I'm sure he was like, I guess if we can get Deshaun Watson, cool. Like, that'd be good. Yeah. We'll win.
But
we better get him.
Don't do me no favors.
Oh, right. You didn't get him. Now the other guy who we had wants
now
out.
Now he's mad. Oh.
Well, yeah, no, I still have Mariota's number, I think. I don't know if it works. You want me to call him?
You want me to call him?
Yeah, he answered. First ring.
Yeah. well, you know he answered. Arthur. Hey, yeah. I'm just out here in Hawaii hanging out.
Didn't even ring yet.
I'm in Hawaii hanging out. What you got for me? Not a backup? Oh.
Yeah. All right,
hey, babe.
Now, let's put together our lie.
You want to go back to Atlanta?
Put together our lie to tell people how this was the plan all
along.
Hey,
Arthur. Yeah, we're in.
I'm on the way.
We're in. Oh, Mr. He's not going to send a jet to Hawaii? No problem. I got plenty of air miles. like, come on, man. you know exactly how it happened.
Exactly how it happened. Anyway, one-day contract yesterday for Matt Ryan. He retires. The whole press conference was awesome.
Yes.
Like,
he got another little shouting.
Yeah,
another baby.
Yeah, yeah. Now they got three sons, and they asked him if he wanted to coach. He's like, the best he could do to not laugh is no. I got $300 million in the bank
yes.
and a really nice gig broadcasting.
Yes.
So
why the hell would I want to go through the stresses of coaching?
Can you? Yeah. No. No way.
No.
I'd be owner. Like,
yeah.
I'll own some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady's about to own some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Has that been approved yet?
What? The Raiders thing?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh,
he owns the Aces, the WNBA
that.
Team.
Yeah, I know that.
And I think he's got a squash team or a pickleball team.
Yeah.
I think he owns a pickleball. Everybody's got one of those
days. Is that still a thing? They were playing.
I think they still own it.
No, I'm saying is that because remember that was a big thing. It was a faddish thing and
yeah.
LeBron and everybody.
No, I think
like,
it's still going.
Okay. I'm sure, but you don't hear as much about it as you do.
Why? Because I think all the guys bought the teams now. So you don't. The only time we ever talked about it was, Trey Young bought a pickleball team.
Okay.
Tom Brady bought
the blow-up's
a pickleball team.
Peaked a little.
That's
bit.
What I'm saying.
Right.
Has it
but
peaked out a little bit?
It's still going strong. I don't hear of too many of them closing.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. I actually I didn't play, but I like took a stroke with it on the cruise. They had they turned the basketball court into it in the morning time, and so people I was like, let me go see.
Yeah.
And everything. Day they did. I was like, you mind if I get a couple swings at it? Like, yeah. Go ahead, fella. Okay. Whoop. It was pretty cool.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was cool. I'm not going to do it,
no,
but
okay.
It was cool.
Did you play an actual game?
Huh? No. No, he hit it, and I hit it back.
Because I'm interested. I've never played before either. So.
Yeah, it was cool.
It's fun.
You know what it is? It's ping pong on a big-ass court.
Yeah. It's like halfway between ping pong and
yes,
tennis.
That's what it is. It's ping pong on a big-ass court.
Yeah. No, it's cool.
Yeah, but it was cool.
Good exercise. Get you a little sweat going. Yeah. A little lateral quickness if you have it. You know what I mean? It's a good time. Speaking of broadcasting – not a huge fan of this guy, but he might be onto something here. Mike Florio talking about how Tom Brady may never actually even set foot in the booth. I don't know. Something about the whole thing kind of always made me feel that way anyway.
I'm with you, dog.
Like,
I'm with you.
Like, I don't know. He's got so much damn money. He doesn't have to do anything.
I'm so with you. Even when you first heard about the contract of him, I just
like, that's a lot of money for a guy who's never done it.
But that's what I'm saying. It wasn't about the money for a guy that's never done it. It was like, I don't see Tom Brady doing this.
Yeah.
I think I see Tom being an owner, being in the owner's box and all of that.
Yeah.
I never, not saying he won't do it, but I just never ever got behind that he was going to go be a, now that's a whole lot of cash. Now, Tom Brady got a lot of money. Ain't that like getting Mo a lot of money?
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be an extra $375 million for 10 years of talking about football.
Exactly.
It's pretty good work.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If you can get him.
Like,
I wonder how much the Greg Olsen thing has to do with it, too. He's like, I don't know, like, he's good at it.
Yeah.
People are going to judge me against him. They might say I suck.
I think Tom's going to be good at it.
He might be.
I think he's going to be
good. I don't know. I don't know if he will or not.
But I'm just saying, I don't.
Probably.
I don't know why. To me, it's just taking too damn long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's taking too damn long. Like, why didn't you do it last year? Oh, you want to take a year off?
Well, turns out he had some stuff going on last year to deal with.
No, he had the divorce went through the season, right? I thought he got his last year, the divorce was final before the playoffs, something like that.
Was it?
I think so.
I don't know. At least they were sorting it all out, you know?
Yeah. All the cheating stuff came about.
Oh, yeah. His old lady was
asking about all that.
Yeah, he's figuring out how he's going to handle the Joaquin stuff publicly.
Yeah, they're having a roast on Netflix. We talked about it yesterday.
Yes, they are.
Somebody's got to say that, right?
If no one makes fun of that.
Every other joke will be about Joaquin.
The whole point of a roast is irrelevant.
Somebody has to
make a reverse naked chokehold joke or whatever it's called.
Joaquin, deflated balls, and what else?
Yeah. There you go.
Chuck rules.
Well, that would hurt my feelings. I would not like
you
that.
You know Tom's sensitive as hell.
Yeah. If my wife cheated on me with a jiu-jitsu guy, I wouldn't want to.
Why did she leave you for Joaquin?
I wouldn't want to get roasted by a bunch of my friends right afterwards. You know what I mean? Probably sit that one out. All right. We'll come back. Talk some Falcons draft. Randy's got a Falcons draft opinion that's going to – you better pull over. You're going to wreck your car when you hear what he has to say next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I was last week, maybe?
What's that?
The week before, the 30-year anniversary, if you can call it an anniversary, of Kurt Cobain.
It was like April 9th, I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, not too long ago. 30 years since he committed suicide. Crazy. 30 years ago was a very, very supposedly committed suicide, by the way. A lot of conspiracies surrounding that one. But, yeah, that was 30 years ago. That's crazy.
That is.
Time flies.
Damn.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Because you were obviously, fifth grade, elementary school?
Yeah, I would say fourth grade. And the crazy thing is, my bus drove by his house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on the way to school, we drove along the route that was like, oh, there's Kurt Cobain's house.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, there's where Kurt Cobain killed himself.
Damn.
Was what you would say after that. But yeah, it was crazy. It was obviously a big event musically in the country. It was a very big event locally.
That's okay. No, all right. Yeah, so you asked me a question because I just saw what you were talking about. Like this nice gentleman, named his dog after Shock.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Georgia fan, I would assume.
Yes.
Tweets at DJ Shockley.
Uh-huh.
Baby DJ Shockley was born last Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Comes home July 17th.
What kind of dog is it?
I can't tell. Charcoal Lab. It's a Labrador. So it's a nice looking dog. But I was just like, if somebody named a dog after you, what's the reaction?
I don't know. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever met anybody who's named their dog after them?
Named their dog after who?
Themselves. Like Junior.
No, I don't think so.
I'm just curious. me neither.
No, I don't.
Me neither.
It is always interesting how people choose their dog names.
Yes, it is.
For sure. Like our dog's name is Boone because my wife went to college at Appalachian State, which is in Boone, North Carolina.
Right.
So we picked that name. You know, it's good. That's works out good for me. The next one we'll probably have to try to find sort of like a Washington theme in some way.
I was always curious.
Maybe we'll name him Penix or something like that.
Exactly. I was always curious because, you know, because after that, like I've seen, and I have seen this before, like people who, like how Coach Cal was walking his dog in that stroller, I've seen people do that. But for some reason, I don't know why it was just funny.
John Calipari was walking a dog in a stroller?
Oh, you were on vacation. Yeah, when John Calipari had a dog in a stroller and the media was out there, he's like, I'm trying to walk my dog, but you guys excuse me?
That's all I need to know.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I've seen that before.
That's all I needed to know.
But for some reason, seeing it right then and there just threw me off. Him walking the dog down the street in a damn stroller. Like, each his own. Your dog, your stroller, your light, whatever.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when he did
you're right, and that is true generally in all instances when stuff isn't illegal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whatever, to each their own.
Yeah.
But I got to – sometimes to each their own is just a way to not say what I really think, which is probably what I'll do in this case. Because there might be somebody listening right now that walks their little dog in a stroller.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
There is technically no.
Nope. There's nothing illegal about it.
No.
And you could be listening to us on the Odyssey app in your headphones right now, walking your little dog in a stroller down the road. And if you are, thank you for listening.
Yes, I appreciate it.
And if that dog's named after Randy, that would be
hilarious.
That's what
I'm saying. Like, I've never seen that. I was wondering.
If someone names a dog after you, does it have to be a certain type of dog? Can a little stroller dog be named Randy McMichael?
Hell no. No. I will draw the line. I will tell that person, no.
It's got to be a bulldog, right?
No, you know, like
like
that type of bulldog.
Like the Ugga type, like, whatever type that is.
It can be in a dog. It just can't be in no stroller, and it can't have no bow in its
what's
head.
What's the weight limit for Randy McMichael the dog?
You got at least 30.
At least.
At least 30. At least 30 sure. with some broadness by
you. Yeah, you got to have some traps.
Yes. And no neutering around here, okay?
All right? If you're naming your dog after Randy.
You're naming your dog after me.
No spay, no neuter.
Hey, you leave him alone. Okay. Damn it. You leave him alone.
Leave those bad boys on.
You leave him alone. All right, because we're about reproducing.
Boone still hasn't forgiven us for that.
I bet he still wonders every now and then.
Every once in a while he checks. Because he used to love those bad boys, man. Because you know how dogs are flexible. You know. He used to love them. It was his favorite thing. And then one day, all of a sudden, I didn't take him. I wouldn't be involved. I was like, no, he's not blaming me for that.
I remember that day.
He's not blaming me for that.
Yes, I remember. I remember that day. I was like, damn, Boone.
Yeah, and then we had to switch vets because every time we drove past, he would freak out. He was like, those are the ones. They got them. Get in there. They might still have them. Get them reattached. So those are the rules, folks. If you're thinking of naming your dog after Randy McMichael, it's got to be over 30 pounds, and you can't get it fixed. Other than that, fair game.
Fair game. But yeah.
All right. Speaking of Penix, Adam Schefter with some suggestion that Michael Penix could be drafted as high, and he didn't say this number for no reason, as high as number 8. That's where the Atlanta Falcons picked. The Atlanta Falcons Brain Trust flew out to Seattle last month to work Penix out after his pro day and after the combine, after they had already seen him a couple times and talked to him. Now, I don't believe it, but I like that stuff's being talked about. Gas up the price of that number 8 pick a little bit. They'll pick him.
I don't think they'll pick him there. I do think there's momentum for somebody to take Michael Penix there at 8 because of the fact is that we know quarterbacks are going to be. Michael Penix, in my opinion, is a first-round quarterback.
Yep.
Michael Penix, in my opinion, is better than J.J. McCarthy and just as good as Drake May.
Yep. I feel like he has just as good of a chance to be a successful starting quarterback in the NFL as any quarterback in this draft other than Caleb Williams.
Yes.
I think Caleb Williams has the best chance. I think he's up here. I think that's why he's going to go number one.
Yes.
But between Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, maybe those are the guys that I put in that category. I know some would put Spencer Rattler in there and others, but like – it wouldn't surprise me if Michael Penix is the best of that group.
Yes.
It wouldn't surprise me if Drake May is the best of that group. It wouldn't surprise me if Jaden Daniels is the best of that group. It would surprise me if J.J. McCarthy is the best of that group.
I agree.
Could be wrong about that. We'll see. But, if Penix goes on to have, even if he's better than Williams, because that's the thing about this, it's all a crapshoot.
It is.
If Michael Penix is the best quarterback out of this draft class, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Because the reason I say that, because there's so many different things that can go into when you're talking about going to get J.J. McCarthy and going maybe up to, say for instance, his coach who said that he's the greatest quarterback ever at Michigan. You know what? Yeah, y'all can have it. So he can go to Minnesota because, okay, bam, there's another quarterback on. Now, you're still the Raiders and you're still the Broncos. Mm-hmm. Now, the Broncos just traded for Zach Wilson, which I think everybody forgot.
And I don't think that has anything to do with what they do in the
but
draft
you're sitting
at all.
There, Michael Penix is sitting there 8. Oakland is a quarterback bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're Oakland, do you risk the fact that you think he might slide to 12 to you? Or do you just go get him?
Yeah, no, you don't want to have the chance that they jump up to 9 and make that trade, or with the Jets to 10 and make that trade.
Like, right.
The best thing the Falcons can have happen for them, which is what I think they're doing in this case, is make it seem like they might take him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to make it look like you're a wild card at 8. You might do anything. I think that's why they flew out there to do that, because they knew he would be available at 8, and they needed to make it look like they were interested in a quarterback. Look, maybe they are, and maybe they would. And if they took Michael Penix at 8, I would be surprised.
I would be too.
I would be very surprised. I guess I would disagree with it because I think that they need to do other stuff first.
But I would be surprised. The only thing that would surprise me if they took him was because of the length of Kirk Cousins' contract.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Yeah, the length.
That's
and
the only
also
reason.
The price.
Well, he's going to have the money with it anyways.
But right. But
like, if it was a 2-year deal for $50 million, or I'm sorry, two years, 60, whatever you want to call it, okay. But he has 4 years, at least three of them are guaranteed on his, yeah, on his money.
And it really, 2 years are 90, right? Yeah. So the first 2 years are 90. The third year would be 10.
Yeah.
So if you decided you wanted to move on from him after 2 years, sure. But, like, I don't know, I'm also kind of the opinion if you decide you want to move on from Kirk Cousins after 2 years, things probably didn't go well, right? Like, if they want to move on from Kirk Cousins after 2 years, there's a chance Terry Fontenot's not the general manager.
I agree.
So Terry Fontenot drafting his replacement – or heir apparent, or whatever you want to call it, in the first round when they have a bunch
because
of other needs.
You know what's
seems
gonna do?
Questionable.
You know what's going to happen with that if that does happen? Oh, humble Kurt, oh, cold Kurt is going to like, what's this going on?
Wait a minute.
What minute?
You did what now?
What? Hold on.
In the first round?
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa there.
So we're just solid everywhere else then?
Yeah.
Like we just don't need any
exactly.
edge rushers. By the way, if the season started tomorrow, we were having this conversation.
Yeah, Chris Thomas had asked me this yesterday when I was out there in the
season
bullpen.
Starts tomorrow. The Falcons probably have the worst duo of edge rushers in the NFL.
He asked me because that's what Chris Thomas said. He said, "Randy, what if I were to tell you that if the season started, today, Arnold Ebiketie and Harrison would be the defensive ends. I mean, the pass rushers for the Falcons." I just smiled. They might be able to get it done.
What it would be it?
How do you know? How do we know?
I don't, I guess.
How do we know? How do we know that whoever they bring in, Dallas Turner, somebody is going to be better than both of those guys?
We don't. But, I mean, he better.
I don't know. I just.
You want to do that? You want to go to bat with those guys?
No, I think you need another one. Mm-hmm. But just because you got another don't mean them dudes going to be better than them two dudes.
I hope he is. You can
obviously, take him at eight.
Yeah.
Obviously.
That's the thing. Here's my thought on eight. If they stay at eight and they take a pass rusher there, they really like that guy. They think he's that much better than everyone else on defense because unless it goes a different way and there's no way to trade back, but it seems pretty likely that they're going to have an opportunity to trade back. If they stay at eight and take Latu or Turner, whatever, they think that guy's clearly the best defensive player in the draft.
Okay, tell me this. If everything goes where and all those guys are there, do they think he's the best or is it the fact they can't get back? Because if he's,
well, they'll tell us they think he's the best.
If he's the best at 11, why isn't he the best at 8?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, because he's not.
Why not?
Yeah. Well, he's the
What's three picks after?
He's probably in terms of people's draft board in general. Any of those guys are probably even further down than 11, really, because there's so many offensive players that are thought highly of this year. The Falcons don't need any offensive players; they need a defensive player. But if they take him at 8, you were worried somebody was going to take him at 10, maybe?
Or you couldn't go back.
Of course. Like, you have to have 2 to 10 go to trade back and do that. But that's what they'll sell us on. That's